بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له رب العالمين، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قال: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى، قال: يا أبت فعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. فلما أسلما وتله للجبين، وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا، إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, respected elders and youngsters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, it is a great mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to gather with safety and security for this Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring aman and aman for the rest of the ummah throughout the world. There are many places where, despite the Eid, the days of Eid are well known to the entire world, yet Muslims are getting bombed and attacks are taking place. There is no way we can ever fulfill the haqq of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Eid al-Adha is asking us to remember the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, and Ismail alayhi salam. Typically, when we come to this discussion, we focus on Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he rightfully deserves that focus, as he is the Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. He is the one that Allah says that وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَى. He is my loyal slave. He is the one Allah says إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I have made you the Imam of all mankind. He is the one that Allah says مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a true submitting slave of Allah. So this is the one that we focus most on. But today, I wanted to discuss this family, but focus on Ismail alayhi salam. And Ismail alayhi salam, not necessarily for the youth, and we'll say, oh, okay, this is a talk for the youth. But actually, for all of us, the youth, to be inspired by Ismail alayhi salam, he was a participant in this great act of sacrifice. He was not just a spectator. It was not only the qurbani, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was willing to and ready to and submitting to the order of Allah by placing the knife on the throat of his son, but it was actually Ismail alayhi salam as well who was ready to accept this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only is this an inspiration for our youth, but for the rest of us, the adults, this is also an inspiration for us with respect to the parenting of Ibrahim and Hajar alayhim as-salam. How did they raise such a son who was ready to submit to this most difficult order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is not only the sacrifice of the father, it is the sacrifice of the son as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the secrets and some of the subtle points in the books of tafsir of how did this phenomena take place. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. This word is very key, مَعَهُ. That when Ismail alayhi salam, he reached the age when he was making an effort and ready to do the effort of deen along with his father. This word سَعْيَ, there are many meanings, interpretations. Most of the time, we translate it as when he reached that age when he was running behind his father. Meaning he wasn't just an infant that is in the arms of the mother, nor has he become so old that he is completely independent and married and has his own life, but rather he's at that middle phase where his greatest hero in the world is his father, and he's running behind him. Another meaning of sa'i is the spiritual striving. So when he reached that age, when he was ready to also strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with his father. So his father, even though he was absent for so many years, but the little time he had with his son, he made such an effort on him that he was ready to sacrifice along with him. Ma'ahu. And we'll compare this, insha'Allah, with another son of another Nabi, which is the exact opposite. They say that إِنَّمَا الْأَشْيَاءُ تُعْرَفُ بِأَضْدَادِهَا. Many times we can get a better appreciation of something if we compare it to the opposite. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When he reached that age that he was with his father, مَعَهُ, he was with his father. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Bunayya. This is Ism Musaghar, a diminutive form, a form of the Arabic language to denote love and affection. Ya Bunayya. He didn't say, Ya Ibni, O my son. He said, Ya Bunayya, O my dear son. Talattuf bil khitab. Showing the love in his way of addressing him. Al uns qabl al ikhbar. To create the love and affection within him before he shares with him a very difficult command indeed. Then he says, Inni ara fil manam. Verily I am seeing in my dream. Again, the scholars say that this is a present tense verb. I am seeing. Ra'itu, what I have saw a dream in the past. And he is now in a state of wakefulness. He saw the dream before in the night. It's not a daydream, it was a dream at night. So why is he saying, Inni ara, verily I am seeing? This is, subhanAllah, istihdar. That this dream was so powerful, so impactful on his psyche, on his mind, that it did not leave him in the past, but it is as if he is seeing it with his own eyes in the present. It has so dominated his mind. He cannot forget about it. He cannot for a moment let it out of his mind and think about anything else. This is something weighing heavily on him. So it is as if I am seeing it right now. He's saying, I saw in my dream that anni azbahuk, I am slaughtering you, I am sacrificing you. Then he says, Fandur, you think about it, ماذا ترى? What do you think? What should we do? He said, Inni ara, I saw, or I am seeing, and ما ترى, what are you seeing? He used the exact same verb. Now, when he is asking Ismail alayhi salam, he is not making mashwara with him, seeking his advice or counsel or opinion, should we go ahead and fulfill this order or not. Rather, this is the hikmah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we can all continue to derive lessons at every single point in this story. That instead of ordering his son, he wants to bring him into the conversation. He has already made the decision. He has to fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he wants to bring his son onto the same page, that he is making mashwara with him to see what he has to say about how to fulfill this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the way you're going to go about fulfilling this command? What do you think? So he is giving him that honor, treating him as a mukallaf, as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is aqil, who has intelligence, and who has the tarbiyah, that he should be able to give a beautiful opinion about how to fulfill this most difficult command. So subhanAllah, now Ismail alayhi salam's time to respond. He says, Ya Abati, just like his father said, Ya Bunayya, O my dear son, instead of Ya Ibni, O my son. He likewise adds the ta of shafaq, of love. And he says, Ya Abati, O my dear father. Dearest, most beloved father. Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar, go ahead and complete the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. He had fiqh al-wahi, he understood wahi and revelation. The father, he never used the word of wahi, he never mentioned it was a command of Allah, he just said, I saw a dream. But Ismail alayhi salam already has that level of understanding that the dreams of the anbiya are commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. افعل, complete that order, ما تؤمر, that you have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, ستجدني, you will find me, inshallah, if Allah wills, من الصابرين, from amongst those who are patient. So much here in this beautiful sentence. On one side, he has azam, he has the firm resolution, firm determination to go ahead with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reason he is saying insha'Allah, we use the word insha'Allah many times to get out of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If someone comes and knocks on our door and says, brother, you should go out 40 days in the path of Allah, insha'Allah, I will go out in the path of Allah. Someone says, brother, donate to this worthy cause for these orphans, inshallah, yeah, I'll donate one day. If someone says that we need volunteers to do a khidmah, physical service, you say, yeah, inshallah, we'll volunteer one day. Whether it's financial, whether it's da'wah, whether it's khidmah, whatever different commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to us, we say, yeah, inshallah. So this is a code word that we use to get away from the order of Allah ta'ala. Over here, when Ismail alayhi salam is saying insha'Allah, he's not trying to escape, but rather this is, subhanAllah, the level of the awliya of Allah, the anbiya of Allah, that they make nafyul hawl wal quwwah. They negate from themselves any ability to abstain from sin, which is nafyul hawl, والقوه, and any ability to do a good deed. They say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. That the ability to abstain from a sin, لا حول عن المعصية ولا قوة إلا طاعة. The ability to do a good deed is only from Allah. وما توفيقي إلا بالله. So he says, the intention is from my side, confirmed, but I am seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not boasting. He is saying, he is maintaining that confidence in his decision without falling into ujub, without falling into self-admiration. And then he didn't say, ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا, you will find me patient. Rather, he said, من الصابرين, amongst those who are patient. SubhanAllah, this is tawadhu بذكر الجماعة, meaning there is a whole jama'ah and a group of individuals who are patient. And inshallah, I hope to be one individual of that group. One individual of those who are patient. SubhanAllah. This is self-inclusion, to include himself in that group, rather than self-elevation of saying that I am as an individual worthy of such a great honor. Then, as we move forward, we see a different response indeed. This is the comparison that in the month of Ramadan we were discussing in the tafsir, and it also we talked about it in one of the Jumas. But it is such a moving comparison that it is worth repeating once again on this, with this gathering of Eid, Eid al-Adha. We have this Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, and on the other hand we have Natihullah Nuh alayhi salam. Both are great prophets of Allah, both are Rasuls, both are an Anbiya, and on top of that Rasul, and on top of that Ulul Azam min al-Rasul, the highest level of prophets. And both of them, they express the same love to their respective sons. Ibrahim Khalilullah in the Quran, as we just covered, he said, Ya Bunayya. And Nuh Najihullah, the other prophet, he also addresses his son, Ya Bunayya. Ya Bunayya, oh my dear son. What is really profound and worth contemplating is that Ibrahim Khalilullah is inviting his son to give his life for the sake of Allah. And Nuh alayhi salam, Najihullah, is inviting his son to save his life for the sake of Allah, for the sake of himself, that you come and save your life. One is inviting his son to give his life, and the other one is inviting his son to save his life. And one son submits, as we saw, and the other son rejects, as we will see. He rejects the order to save his life. Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala mentions, he calls out to his son, Ya Bunayya, irkam ma'ana, that come and board the ship with us. وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ, don't be with the disbelievers. This son, what does he say? قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ إِلَى جَبَلٍ, oh my father, I will go and take refuge and safety from on top of this mountain. I will climb the top of the mountain. The flood cannot reach, it will drown, those who are in the valleys will drown, but the water cannot reach the top of the mountain. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ, the mountain, top of the mountain, the peak of the mountain, I will be saved from the water. Nuh alayhi salam says, لَا عَصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, there is no one who can save you from the command of Allah today. Except for if Allah Ta'ala showers mercy on someone, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمْ وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجُ, then one great wave came between them, between the father and the son. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ, then this son Kana'an, one is the son Ismail Zabihullah, and one is this Kana'an who is a kafir, he becomes among those who are drowned. So Allahu Akbar, we see here with Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word ma'ahu, that his son was with him, with him in his tarbiyah, with him in the ta'aleem, with him in submitting to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over here, Nuh alayhi salam is also inviting his son, irkam ma'ana, come and join with us. The same verb, same word ma'a. But the reality is that Kana'an is not with his father. Allah ta'ala says, وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ, he was separate, he was on his own path. وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ, he had azal, means to separate. He had separated from Nuh alayhi salam. And as a result, he became amongst those who were drowned. What is the comparison, the table, if you draw between these two? Ismail alayhi salam, his trust is in Allah. He says, Insha'Allahu mina sabirin. Kana'an is saying, Sa'awi ila jabal, I will go to the mountaintop. One, his orientation is towards Allah and submission to the will of Allah and the instruction of his father. The other is rejecting. The key difference between the two, if everything else is lining up, why do we see such a different result? Everything is constant, but there is one variable. The variable is that Kana'an's mother is a kafira and Ismail alayhi salam's mother is Hajira. One side we have Hajira alayhi salam, the other side we have this kafira, the wife of Nuh alayhi salam. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Tahrim, which the entire surah is about the family dynamics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Azwaj al-Mutahharat, he doesn't give one example which might be understood to be just a single case, but rather to establish a principle, he gives two examples. The wife of Nuh alayhi salam and the wife of Lut alayhi salam. كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحِينَ فَخَانَتَاهُمَا, they betrayed their husbands, not with their person, in their loyalty to their husband when it comes to matrimonial obligations, but rather they did khiyana when it comes to following the deen of their husbands. As a result, the qawm of Nuh was destroyed in the flood. The qawm of Lut was destroyed in multiple adabs. It was overturned and then it was destroyed with rain of rocks. Whereas on the other hand, when Ibrahim alayhi salam's wife supported him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the imam al-linnas. A very, very different outcome indeed. So subhanallah, this is a lesson for all of us. The tarbiyah of the father Ibrahim alayhi salam, the dua of the mother Hajar alayhi salam, what was he imbibed with, this baby Ismail? He is seeing the tawakkul of his mother, who when he's an infant is telling her husband, إذن لا يضيعنا. If you are leaving us with the order of Allah, Allah will not allow us to be destroyed. And I'm concluding now. He sees the mother is the one who's running from Safa to Marwa. He sees her tawakkul. And that tawakkul of his mother is manifested in his statement, Insha'Allah. That sabr of his mother is manifested in his statement, Min al-Sabireen. You will find me indeed amongst the patient ones. So the tarbiyah of the mother bore fruit. The sacrifice of the mother showed the result in this dunya as it will in the akhirah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, we all know that we are living in such an age that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied, "Antalida al-amatu rabbataha," that the parents will give birth to such children, or the mother will give birth to such a daughter who will treat the mother as a slave. This is something that we are all suffering from. We have the noble example of Ibrahim and Hajar alayhim salam in their parenting. We talk about the story of Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam from multiple different angles in their submission to Allah. But let us look at the angle of their parenting. What were the different aspects of their parenting Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran? Starting with the dua he made, and the time is concluded, but there are multiple duas Ibrahim alayhi salam made. There is the concern that he had, and there is so much that the scholars of tafsir have derived from it. This is just a slight inspiration for us to begin the study of this noble story. See what are the lessons that we can derive, how we can bring within our children compliance so that they are praying for, because you are instructing them. And then this moves on to conviction. They understand why this is a pillar of Islam. And beyond that, it becomes a commitment on their part that they guard the salah even when you're not there. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. We end with this dua of Ibrahim عليه السلام. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So inshallah, we will go over the tartib of the salah. We will make the niyyah of performing 2 rakat salatul eid, which is a wajib or sunnah mu'akkada according to other madhaib. And behind the imam inshallah, after making the niyyah in our heart, there will be no iqamah. Everyone should straighten their lines and come close together. There will be 6 additional takbirs. There are multiple different ahadith about additional takbirs. Some have more takbirs. We will be doing 6. We will be doing 3 additional takbirs in the first rak'ah, in the beginning of the qira'ah, and 3 additional takbirs in the second rak'ah after the qira'ah. So there will be Allahu Akbar. We'll fold our arms. We'll recite the thana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Then we'll have the additional takbirs, Allahu Akbar, arms down, Allahu Akbar, arms down, Allahu Akbar. The third one, we will fold our arms, as then we will have Surah Al-Fatiha and short surah. Then we'll have the ruku' and 2 sajdas. In the second rak'ah, we will first begin with the qira'ah, Surah Fatiha and a short surah. And then before we go into ruku', we'll have 3 additional takbirs, Allahu Akbar, arms down, Allahu Akbar, arms down, Allahu Akbar, arms down. And then the 4th takbir will not be an additional one. That will be the normal one to go from the standing position to the ruku' position. Takbir al-intiqal. Thereafter will be 2 sajdas and then the qa'da akhira, the final sitting and at-tahiyyat, followed by taslim. Important thing to remember is that this was just a reminder. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal and to make the tarbiyah of our children and fulfill this great obligation to be inspired by the mother Hajar alayhi salam and the father Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this was just a reminder, but the actual khutbah in the Arabic language will be after the salah. A short Arabic khutbah summarizing what we just learned in English. So it is wajib to continue to sit in that khutbah. And after the 2 khutbas are done, then inshallah we can meet and greet one another. جزاكم الله خير. Please straighten the lines.